Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and it's such a blessing to be with you today and an honor to be able to come and share God's Word with you. And I pray today that you're getting ready to go to church, that you won't let anything keep you out of the house of the Lord. You need to assemble yourselves. You need to hear the Word of God preached under the anointing. You need to fellowship one with another. You need to be in God's house. Don't let anything keep you from going to God's house. And let me tell you, if you've laid out, get on up and go, because the more you lay out of church, the easier it is the next time to stay out of church. You have to plan to go to church, and you have to purpose in your heart that you're going to be faithful to the house of God. Today I'd like to read a scripture out of Philippians 4:19. It says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." In this portion of scripture, the apostle was writing to a church that had been faithful to supply needs to him and send in help. And he said, now because you've done this, God is going to bless you, and he's going to supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, in our mobile chapel ministry, we always keep extra food on hand and things that in case we see somebody that's traveling and needs help. And we keep care packages and things to help other people with and things to clean up with. And when we would leave home from Virginia to make our run to California, our truck would be loaded down with goodies and things, and boxes would be sitting in front of the chapel. And one day we had made our trip to California, and we was making our U-turn, getting ready to come back across the country, and we'd given out hundreds of packages of care packages and food and stuff to bless people with. And one night I got up and was walking through the chapel, and I tripped over a box of groceries that was sitting in the front. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, we've come all the way across the country, we've given out packages, and now that we're going back home, you have supplied it, you have refilled all of this, and now we have stuff to give out going back across. And you know what the Lord put in my heart? He said, you know, Blondie, he said, when your mama packed your lunch and sent you to school, you ate your lunch and you came back home with an empty lunchbox. He said, but Blondie, when I pack your lunch, you eat your lunch and you come back with a full box. And you know, that's what God did. He blessed us with supplies to come back across the country to be able to bless other people. See, when God blesses you, he don't bless you just to be for you to hoard up things for yourself, but he blesses you that you can help others, that you can bless other people, that you can give to others. And God will supply all your need. All your need for what? All your need that you can keep on going on, all your need that you can be sustained, and all your need that you can go out and be a help to somebody else. You know, there's a song, it says, make me a blessing. Make me a blessing, I pray. And that's what we need to pray today, that we can be a blessing. And when you do that, God, what God ordains, he sustains. And if God ordains you to do a work, he's going to sustain it. He's going to meet and supply that every need. Today, I pray that you'll come to God and not just let him fill up with the needs that you have in your life. So many people today, I get so upset with a lot of preachers. All they talk about is sending them money. And I realize it takes money for me to stay on the airwaves. It takes money to buy the equipment. But let me tell you, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the rest of this stuff will be added unto you, because what he ordains, he sustains. And God knows what we need, and he'll send it in at the appointed time. He'll lay it on the hearts of the people to help. And God will do the same for you today. But seek his face and not always his hand, because God will supply your need. But first of all, he wants to be intimate with you, and he wants to be your Lord and Savior. Father, I pray today for every man and woman, boy and girl, under the sound of my voice, that if it be one that's not born again, that they'll ask you to come into their heart and be their Lord and Savior. I ask it of them, for them, and help them in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want you to remember this. My God is faithful to heal. My God is faithful to save. And my God is faithful to deliver. Will you please let him come into your life and to show you his goodness, and that he said he would supply all your need according to his riches in Christ, by Christ Jesus. God bless you today, and thank you for listening to Trucking for Jesus.